Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. In his January 8th State of the State address, Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed expediting the approval process for new power lines that stay within existing rights of way. The governor cited the need to speed up expansion of New York's energy grid to meet growing demand and reduce electricity rates. The governor got it right in establishing a policy preference for transmission line projects that stay entirely within current rights of way in terms of height, width, and length. Right now, the Public Service Commission, the agency that regulates these projects, is reviewing proposals to enhance power lines that pass through 24 Hudson Valley towns on their 150-mile route from upstate energy sources to downstate customers. Most of these proposals seek to expand rights of way and to construct new towers, conceivably up to 160 feet tall, to carry the high voltage lines. If one of these proposals gets the green lights, it could imperil the valley's scenic beauty, productive farmland, important cultural and historic assets, and critical wildlife habitat. As a result, it poses a very real threat to growing tourism and agricultural economies essential for sustaining the region's prosperity and attracting new businesses. In addition, proposed lines that cross the Hudson River could jeopardize water quality and aquatic resources. Scenic Hudson is working with a coalition of communities and citizens groups in Dutchess and Columbia counties to investigate alternatives to the current proposals. The coalition aims to ensure that the Public Service Commission undertakes a full assessment of more sustainable options that won't damage the environment. These include utilizing current transmission infrastructure, burying the lines underground, or relying on local clean power sources. To its credit, the Public Service Commission has pledged it will conduct an open and transparent review process and apply the governor's policy preference to the Hudson Valley projects. And in response to a request from coalition members, it recently extended the comment period on the scoping phase of its proceedings by 60 days. This gives the public more opportunity to provide input on the range or scope of issues that should be subject to the study by the Public Service Commission during its review of the proposals. In addition, Scenic Hudson is one of several coalition members designated as a formal intervener in the regulatory proceedings. This means we can provide testimony on critical details of the project, such as the route any transmission line might follow. Of course, the very first question we will ask the Public Service Commission to address is whether the project is needed at all, based on current information. We look forward to reviewing the details of the governor's proposal as we keep working to preserve those values that make the Hudson Valley such a great place to live and work. Just as reliable energy is essential for businesses and households downstate, it's equally important to protect the natural resources that are the very cornerstone of our economy and quality of life. Like the governor, our goal is a win-win outcome. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.